I was born in Korea, the land of kimchi, raised in Argentina, where I ate so much steak that I'm probably 80% cow by now. And I was educated in the US, where I became addicted to peanut butter. During my childhood, I felt very much Argentinian, but my looks betrayed me at times. I remember on the first day of middle school, my Spanish literature teacher came into the room. She scanned all my classmates and she said, You have to get a tutor, otherwise you won't pass this class. But by then, I was fluent in Spanish already, so it felt as though I could be either Korean or Argentinian, but not both. It felt like a zero-sum game where I had to give up my old identity to be able to gain or earn a new one. So when I was 18, I decided to go to Korea, hoping that finally I could find a place to call home. But there, people asked me, "Why do you speak Korean with a Spanish accent? And you must be Japanese because of your big eyes and your foreign body language." And so it turns out that I was too Korean to be Argentinian, but too Argentinian to be Korean. And this was a pivotal realization to me. I had failed to find that place in the world to call home, but how many Japanese-looking Koreans who speak with a Spanish accent, or even more specific, Argentinian accent, do you think are out there? Perhaps this could be an advantage. It was easy for me to stand out, which couldn't hurt in a world that was rapidly changing, where skills could become obsolete overnight. So I stopped looking for that 100% commonality with the people that I met. Instead, I realized that oftentimes I was the only overlap between groups of people that were usually in conflict with each other.